Campaign 2022 on KYW News Radio.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman is in the hospital this morning. He is recovering from a stroke. He's had to take a break from the campaign trail ahead of tomorrow's primary election, running on the Democratic side for Senate. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us with the latest on what we know here and how he's doing. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, Fetterman and his wife, Giselle, released a video from Lancaster General Hospital where the lieutenant governor is recovering. Fetterman says he wasn't feeling well on Friday, and Giselle convinced him to stop campaigning and get checked out. And she explained in this video what the doctors found.
John had a stroke that was caused by a clot from his heart being in an irregular rhythm for too long. Fortunately, the amazing doctors here were able to completely clear the clot and entirely reverse the stroke.
Now, according to the CDC, that irregular heartbeat, AFib, causes about 1 in 7 strokes. Fetterman, who's 52, says the doctors told him there was no cognitive damage and he'll make a full recovery. In a statement, he said, quote, "Our campaign isn't slowing down one bit." But how much campaigning, if any, he will be able to do today and tomorrow, really, it's wait and see. Fetterman's opponents, Philadelphia State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta and Congressman Connor Lamb, both tweeted their well wishes to Fetterman. And, of course, how this health scare affects the race, how this will affect voters, the decision they'll make, we'll find out tomorrow night. Of course, Carol, many people already mailed in their ballots ahead of time, so those votes are already locked in.
Right. He says his campaign's still going strong, but of course he is still in the hospital as they figure out treatment protocol. According to the American Heart Association, people who do develop AFib, that irregular heartbeat, are almost always put on blood thinners for the rest of their lives so they don't develop any more clots. Also, change in diet is usually part of this as well.